You're listening to SBS News.
From hot weather to bushfires to floods, it was what the Climate Council is calling the angriest summer. Amanda McKenzie is the CEO of the council.
We've described this summer as the angriest on record because of the sheer number of records that have been broken right around the country and the worsening bushfire conditions right around the country as well.
The council has released a report documenting weather changes over the summer of 2018 to 2019. It says the bushfire season started early across the country in 2018, with serious fires hitting all states. New South Wales experienced fires in autumn and winter, and fire seasons lasted longer than usual in Queensland and Tasmania. Intense rainfall saw floods in tropical Queensland, and Victoria is still battling with bushfires. Stephanie Rotarungi is the Deputy Emergency Management Commissioner in Victoria. She says firefighters in her state experienced difficult conditions.
It's been an incredibly challenging season for our firefighters and emergency services, and of course our communities who have had some anxious times ahead. Those hot and dry conditions lead us to believe that we're not out of the woods yet. So we're betting in for a few more fires to come and making sure we have all of those arrangements to suit.
In its report, the council has documented these extremes and wants the government to do something about it. Greg Mullins, councillor with the Climate Council, explains.
Look, there's no easy fix for climate change, but it takes governments to set policy directions so that we drive down our greenhouse gas emissions. Our emissions have been going up for the last 4 years of this five-year government. They've done nothing, they have no credible response, and it's time that they listen to scientists instead of opinion polls. What we've seen, emissions have gone down a bit in the energy sector, but only a bit. They've gone up in the transport sector, agriculture and industry, and there are no policy settings to assist those industries to drive down their emissions.
In just 90 days, more than 206 records were broken across Australia, making it the hottest summer on record for New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, the Northern Territory, the ACT and Tasmania. The Climate Council says heatwaves caused roads to melt, train tracks to buckle and the mass deaths of animals. Rob Rogers is the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service. He says rural fire services are having to adapt to these difficult conditions.
Look, the science will show that fire seasons have been quite intense. We've been through a drought period and the fire seasons have lengthened. So that's obviously causes quite a strain on not only firefighters but communities. So what we've got to do is make sure we gear up to what is the normal and what will be the normal in the future.
In its 2018 report, the Bureau of Meteorology says in the future, Australia is likely to see further increases in sea and air temperatures with fewer cool extremes. The Bureau says globally, emissions from fossil fuels continue to increase and are the main contributor to the observed growth in atmospheric CO2 emissions. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.